Greetings for Ex Libris On Air. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book title, Corky Tales, Tales of a Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush. Sagebrush meets the Shuns. And joining me from Colorado in the United States of America is author Joni Franks. Welcome to the program, Joni.
Hi, Jay. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to visit with you. You have written, this is not your first book. You have written several, I think, in this series. This one titled Sagebrush Meets the Shuns. What was the motivation for writing your book? Where did the idea come from?
Well, Jay, I live in the wilderness of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in Colorado, and every day I'm witness to the outstanding beauty of Mother Earth. And I want to see this beauty preserved for future generations. Living in these mountains has inspired me to share my love for nature through storytelling.
Have you always been a storyteller, even as a young child, to the present tense, where you're an accomplished author? Or have you always been someone that liked to share in storytelling form?
I was always in the business world and busy doing that, and I had the opportunity to recently retire, and so there and where it comes the time to have the time, I guess, to write books and fantasize a little bit.
Well, since this is the second in a series, I'd like to briefly reference your first book. What was that story about? Was it similar to this one?
Yes. My book, Sagebrush Meets the Shuns, is the second in a series of children's books that teaches life lessons based on kindness and love. In my first book, which was Corky Tales, Tales of a Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush, the scene is set with the introduction of the tailless puppy Sagebrush, who's born without a tail, and with the help of the kind young ranch woman who has not let being a girl stop her from achieving her dreams, Sagebrush learns to overcome labeling and bullying by her dog peers. And this story centers on overcoming fears that others can put upon a person just because he or she looks different. This book also addresses preconceived notions about the abilities of women who live in the harsh environment of the Rockies.
Is there also, you have mentioned environment, and I think that there's an underlying theme also to protect our environment. Is that also part of your goal in publishing this book?
Very much so.
And how is it similar to the first book, or is it at all similar?
Well, the acceptance of the first book, Corky Tales, led to the sequel book, which is Sagebrush Meets the Shuns. It's a continuing story. I'm told that my books have an appeal to not only young people, but also adults. Through the suggestion of my publisher, Ex Libris, these books are marketed to children, pet lovers, and nature lovers. The message of my second book is awareness of the plight of the vanishing forest and deforestation. And the one thing I would like for people to take away from this book is mindfulness of homelessness and the plight of the environment. In the story, Sagebrush is a small Welsh Corgi puppy who lives with her parents, Maverick and Ginger, on a cattle ranch. And the kind young miss owns the ranch. And it is partly through her that Sage learns how easy it is to make a difference in the world. In Sagebrush Meets the Shuns, the little dog wanders off into the forest and meets the tiny people living in the tree hollows that are also known as Shuns. And as it turns out, the Shuns have retreated to the deepest recesses of the forest due to the giant tree-cutting machines that are clear-cutting the ancient forest and using the timber to make things that the humans need. So when the loggers begin to destroy the actual tree that the Shuns call home, Sagebrush comes to their rescue. Sagebrush befriends the Shuns and vows to save them in a tale I don't think you'll soon forget.
How would you describe your writing style? Is there maybe a section of your book that you might want to share with my audience in order for them to get a feel for how your dialogue is created?
Oh, I'd love to, Jay. The story begins with, there was a deep, low, grumbling noise coming from deep within the forest, where no grumbling, groaning noise should be heard. Sagebrush, the tailless puppy, felt the vibration of the earth before she heard the noise as the sun began to rise over the Rocky Mountains and the cattle ranch she calls home.
You've managed to complete the story in about 30 pages. How long does it take for an author to create something, write a storyline, and get it to publication? Do you consider that a task, or is it something that you enjoyed?
I loved it so much. I love this more than anything I've ever done in my life. And it really only took a few months from the time I presented my story to Ex Libris to see it in a book form. 3 months max.
Beautiful. And your books, do you feel are unique, or are they just another series of books that children might enjoy reading? Or is there something else besides just the story that you want to convey?
Well, I believe my books are unique to others of the same topics, as in each book, Sagebrush learns a life lesson and solves problems through kindness and love. I try to address a variety of human themes in each of my books. I think three words that might best describe this story would be adventure, trust, and friendship.
There must have been some challenges. I have talked to many authors. Some authors take years to complete a project. This one apparently didn't take that long. But what challenges did you have to overcome that you weren't necessarily, that you were surprised to find in being an author?
Well, I am sometimes asked what are the most challenging parts of writing a book, but I have to tell you, I really didn't find it all that challenging. The idea of the Shuns came to me some years ago in a dream, and at that time in my life, I was embarking on my own adventure to build a house on a sizable piece of land that had never been lived upon. And the cattle ranch that I write about in my books is that ranch where I raised registered cattle and dogs. And I had a dream then about tiny people called Shuns who are very shy and live in the hollowed-out tree hollows.
Mm.
And the dream was very vivid and something I never forgot. In my dreams, the only people that who had ever inhabited that piece of land were the Shuns. And that's where the idea came from.
Well, speaking of vivid, you say vivid dreams. Your illustrations are also vivid. Was that a complicated process, or how did that come together?
I would be remiss not to mention the beautiful work my illustrator, Raquel Rodriguez, has done. We are both on the same page, and it has been a successful collaboration to share with her the images that are in my head, which is probably not as easy as one might think.
Very difficult to convey sometimes a message into illustrative form, and it's beautifully done. It could be attractive or interesting to a young child, but also, as you've mentioned, there are older readers that have gravitated towards your publications. This being 30 pages kind of fits in the middle, does it not?
It does. It does. In fact, when I wrote it and published the first one, as I said, my publisher was, they didn't want to market it as just a child's book. And so they marketed it under pets. So that's pets is my main category, with children literature being a secondary.
In completing this and your other book, has it challenged you or motivated you to perhaps pursue other stories in the same series?
Yeah, this my first book has set the stage for more stories of a little dog known as Sagebrush. And I also would like to mention that the inspiration for her character comes from my real-life dog, Sagebrush. And I believe combining the storybook Sagebrush with a real dog will imprint a pathway in the reader's mind, taking them from the real world into the imagination of a storybook character. At the end of each book I write, I have a real-life picture of my dog, Sage, that I select for each particular story. And I'm also pleased to say that Sagebrush Meets the Shuns has received 4 glowing reviews from the U.S. Review of Books, Pacific Book Review, Clarion Forward Reviews, and Kirkus.
Beautiful. Congratulations. Again, the book itself is Corky Tales, and I'll fix that. Corky Tales, Tales of a Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush, and this edition or this publication is Sagebrush Meets the Shuns. Where can my listeners get a copy of your book?
Corky Tale Collection of Books is available for purchase online through my publisher, Ex Libris. It's also available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, and other online vendors. I have a website, www.joniefranks.com. And so each, readers can follow the escapades of Sagebrush through my website. And don't forget to watch for my third book, Sagebrush and the Smoke Jumper. This book was inspired by last year's Hayden Fire in Colorado that occurred about 10 miles from my home. And that summer, I watched my community come together in ways you might not imagine. It's a true privilege and inspiration to live in my community where there's an abundance of kind-hearted, good-natured souls.
Congratulations on completing that. This is, again, a great little book with, again, underlying themes that will appeal to not only children, but grandparents. This is a book you might want to read to your grandkids or parents to your children. It also is one that the in-betweeners, maybe the teens, would enjoy reading. So thank you again for joining me today, Joni.
Thank you so much, Jay, and I hope everyone will enjoy Corky Tales.
Well, thank you so much again for joining me, and let me just spell your first name, because it is spelled maybe differently than a lot of people would interpret. It's J-O-N-I, Joni.
Correct.
And they can do a search online under Joni Franks, find out a little bit more about this publication and any books that come along in the future. Thank you again for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Honored to visit with you. For Ex Libris On Air, this is J. Douglas Barker.